Please turn in your Bibles to the Old Testament scripture reading, which is in Genesis chapter 32, verses 1 through 32. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Genesis chapter 32, verses 1 through 32. Please pay careful and reverent attention to the reading of God's holy and inerrant word. So Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Then Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Speak thus to my lord Esau. Thus your servant Jacob says, I have dwelt with Laban and stayed there until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, and male and female servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight." Then the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and he also was coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks and herds and camels, into two companies. And he said, "If Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the other company, which is left, will escape." Then Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, 'Return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you,' I am not worthy of the least of the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children. For you said, 'I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.'" So he lodged there that same night and took what came to his hand as a present to Esau, his brother. 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 foals. Then he delivered them to the hand of his servants. Every drove by itself and said to his servants, "Pass over before me and put some distance between successive droves." And he commanded the first one, saying, "When Esau, my brother, meets you and asks you, saying, 'To whom do you belong and where are you going? Whose are these in front of you?' Then you shall say, 'They are your servant Jacob's. It is a present sent to my lord Esau, and behold, he also is behind us.'" So he commanded the second, the third, and all who followed the drove, saying, "In this manner you shall speak to Esau when you find him. And also say, 'Behold, your servant Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept me.' So the present went on before him, but he himself lodged that night in the camp. And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask me about my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Just as he crossed over Penuel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip and the muscle that shrank. Thus far, the reading of God's word. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 41, we read, "So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father Isaac blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, 'The days of mourning for my father are at hand, and I will kill my brother Jacob.'" Esau was determined in Genesis chapter 27 to kill his brother Jacob. And here in verse 6, Esau is coming, and 400 men are coming with him. So, what did Jacob do about this situation? The short answer is he prayed. He asked God to help him. He asked God to protect him. And that is what you and I must do when we find ourselves in danger, whether in this life or danger from the day of wrath that is to someday come upon the whole world. We must pray that God will deliver us, that God will keep us safe, and that God will protect us. I've been very interested to hear about how people are talking about the year 2020 and how they're talking about the year that we're now in, 2021. People talk about how awful the year 2020 was and how much better the year 2021 is going to be. But how do we know that? How do we know that this year is going to be better than last year? The answer is we don't. We don't know that 2021 is going to be better than 2020. It might even be worse. One of my friends on social media said that maybe we just went through the first year of a seven-year famine. It could work out that way in God's adorable providence, couldn't it? The passing of time does not mean that things are going to get better. And so what do we have to do? We have to trust in God. We have to trust that God will keep us safe, that God will protect us from every evil in this life and every evil on the day of judgment. And we have to pray when we recognize the insecurity that we feel, the fears that we feel, just as Jacob did. Jacob prayed. And as he prays, Jacob pleads the promises that God made to Jacob, those covenant promises that you and I must also trust in. We should do that too. We should pray whenever we see danger, and we should plead with God the covenant promises that he has made to us, the promises that he has made in his word, to be God to us and to adopt us as his children. God answered Jacob's prayer, and we ought to be encouraged by that. Psalm 34, verses 6 and 7 say, "This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear him, and he delivers them." Later in this passage, Jacob wrestled with the Lord, and the Lord subdued Jacob to himself. But what's interesting about this passage is that Jacob refused to let go of the Lord until the Lord gave him a blessing. Jacob, in a way, wins by losing. And what I mean by that is Jacob wrestled with the Lord just as though you and I also, in our sinful nature, wrestle with the Lord. But the Lord is determined to be victorious over us and over our sinful nature. And when the Lord subdues us to himself, we become the people that he intends for us to be. We become people that are more like Jesus, that grow in our holiness, that grow in our obedience, that grow in our service to God. Why? Because God has subdued us to himself. Despite our sinful nature, God wins. And so we, by his grace, become victorious over our own sins. And we lay hold of the Lord by faith, not the same way Jacob did. Let's not make that mistake. But we lay hold of the Lord and we refuse. We refuse by faith and by persevering in faith to release the Lord until he blesses us. That needs to be our attitude. That needs to be what we learn from this passage. We are subdued by God, and yet we are blessed. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for subduing us to yourself. We thank you, Lord, for being victorious over us and over our sinful nature. We pray, Lord, that that victory would be applied to us so that we would grow in holiness, so that we would become more like Jesus. We pray that you would forgive us of all of our sins and that you would overcome the sinful remnant that is in our hearts. We pray, Lord, that we might serve you and love you and obey you and adore you and praise you and worship you as we should. Lord, we thank you for making us to be a congregation of your people. We thank you for the fellowship that we enjoy with you and with one another. We pray that you would bless our fellowship. We pray, Lord, that as we grow in our love for you, that we would grow in our love for one another. And so, Lord, we pray. First of all, we pray for the officers of our church. We thank you for Pastor Andrew. We thank you for Elder Dave Main. We thank you for our deacons. Lord, we thank you for the service that they render to you and to the body of Christ here in this church. We pray, Lord, that you would bless the preparations that are already being made to move to a new meeting place. We pray, Lord, that if anything is amiss, that you would bring that to mind. We want your will to be done, and not our own. And Lord, we also thank you for our covenant children. We think now and we pray now, not just for those covenant children that are young, but even for those who are older, and for those who have reached years of maturity. We pray, Lord, that you would open their hearts and that you would cause them to have faith in you so that they might be saved. We pray, Lord, that you would give us reasons to rejoice when we see the conversion of our covenant children. And Lord, we also pray for our nation. We know that this is a very difficult time in the life of our nation. And so we pray, Lord, that you would be with our national leaders. I pray that you would be with our president and our vice president and our senators and our congressmen. We pray that you would be with the governors of our states. We pray that you would be with our judges. We ask that you would be with our soldiers serving both here in this country and around the world. We pray, Lord, especially for the joint session of Congress that's coming up on January the 6th. We ask that you would give wisdom to our senators and to our representatives in Washington so that they would know what you would have them to do, so that you would provide for them the wisdom that they need to know what's best for our country. And Lord, we pray that you would help us as citizens of this country, as citizens of Kansas and Missouri, as citizens of our local communities. We pray that you would give us the wisdom we need to not only know how to pray for our civic leaders, but help us also to know how to think about them, to speak to them, to advise them. We pray, Lord, that you would also bless the witness of this church. We thank you for the new people that you have brought to this congregation over the last few months and years. We pray that more and more people might be brought here, not because we want to be proud of our growth as a church, but simply because we want more people to know you better, to know how to worship you and to love you and to serve you. We want more people throughout this community to praise your name because they see something very special, something different about us, something that they want to have for themselves. Not something that we have worked up in ourselves, but something that you have put in us, Lord. We want people to see that and to want that for themselves. Help us, Lord, when we have the opportunity to bear witness to you, to be bold in our witness, and to be courageous. Help us not to be afraid of men, but instead to fear you and to love you, and so magnify your great name. Lord, that we also pray that you would help us to grow in grace. We ask that you would help us as your people, as your children, Lord, to put aside any ignorance that we might have about you and to be informed from your word about who you are and about your will for us. And wherever there is error in us, Lord, we pray that you would correct us. We pray that whenever necessary that you would discipline us so that we might grow in holiness and in obedience to you. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.